Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning. It is Lanice Williams with another special edition of Business Radio X Cobb County, where we're featuring and highlighting the best and the brightest entrepreneurs that are in and that serve Cobb County. Today we are highlighting Top Scholar, which is a brand new cloud-based educational platform designed to help schools increase student achievement. And we have Mr. Desmond Williams and Brad Grimes here today to tell us all about it. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lanice.
It's great to have you here.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. Mr. Williams, tell us about your role in Top Scholar.
I'm the VP of Sales and Business Development at Top Scholar, and I'm responsible for all sales and business development initiatives.
Okay, great. And what about you, Brad Grimes?
I am the marketing director with Top Scholar. I'm in charge of generating all the content, the social media, and just generating leads.
You sound like you have the fun role.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of analytics and numbers. It's very fun.
Okay, so I gave the listeners a little bit of an introduction about Top Scholar. Do you want to tell them a little bit more detail?
Sure. Top Scholar was formed about 3 years ago by our founder and CEO, Daniel Escobar. When Daniel started his young family, he became quite interested in education and how it would impact his kids. So Daniel's a technologist and not an educator, so he sought input from educators around the country and began to develop a platform that would not just be a Me Too platform in a crowded industry, but a differentiator among LMS systems. LMS, of course, is learning management.
And yeah, that was going to be my next question.
Sure. As well as student information system for educators, students, and parents at the K through 12 grade levels.
Okay, awesome. So tell me a little bit more about who exactly this helps. Obviously, it helps the students, but is it something that's built for the schools, or is it built for the parents? Who exactly is it designed for?
Well, you know, it's kind of threefold. Primarily, we're trying to help the teachers. We understand that teachers have to use 5, 6, sometimes 7 different platforms throughout their day. They have one for grading, one for creating tests, one for communication, and we just wanted to kind of streamline that process. One motto we usually kick around internally is if we can save a teacher an hour a day, we've done our job. Because we just know how busy they are, and we just want to provide more time that they can have one-on-one with the students.
Right, because they have a lot going on in the classroom.
A tremendous amount going on.
So how is Top Scholar different from other platforms like this? Like my children are in elementary school, and I know that their school, they have a platform. So how is yours different from the others that are out there?
Well, as Brad mentioned, we can consolidate several systems which are being used in most schools today. We're an all-in-one platform. When we sought input from educators around the country, the first thing that came to mind was most platforms in the industry now are not user-friendly. So our main goal was to establish a user-friendly platform that could consolidate the existing systems in place. And also, we want to provide content. Most of our competitors do not provide content. Our platform includes almost 20,000 videos, books, games, test questions, and answers. And ultimately, we want it to be flexible. Our system is customizable, so we can enter a school system and customize it to fit the needs of that school. And again, not just be a Me Too platform, but a platform that works for your school.
That's awesome, because I know my kids, they have the particular school platform, and then they have another website they go to play games. They have another website to do homework. So I like the fact that you're merging all of those things together. But how did you guys go about getting this team together? That's really intriguing to me. How did you decide who to pick? How did you all come together? How did this baby birth itself? Tell me that story.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
Again, Daniel Escobar founded the company. Daniel's an IT developer, not an educator. So the first thing he thought was, I want to add educators to the team. And he traveled the country to several education conferences, interviewed educators to learn what they needed. And he built a team that's a DNA that consists of both educators as well as technologists. The educators understand standards, curriculums, and instruction. The technologists enable the ease of use I spoke about, mm-hmm. functionality, and cloud computing.
Okay, and how it sounds really complicated because I'm just totally tech ignorant in a sense, but how easy is this to use? Is there a specialized training? And if there is a training, how long is it for a teacher?
We do offer training, although like Des mentioned, we really wanted to streamline the process to create tests, to manage the platform. It's extremely easy to use. We've basically demoed this with thousands of students and teachers over the past 3 years, and we really wanted to make this product easy to navigate. So it's very
user-friendly?
Yeah, user-friendly and intuitive. So everything's got titles. It kind of walks you through the process of creating an assignment, creating a test. Mm-hmm. All of it's really available right on the dashboard. As soon as you log in, you can see everything you need to use. And of course, we offer 24/7 support. So if there's any questions that you need, we're there for you.
Some of the features include classroom management, assignment creation, practice tests, real-time analytics, grading, attendance tracking, messaging, calendars, whiteboards. So you can see there's lots of functionality there. And as Brad mentioned, we do provide training as well as 24/7 support.
So if this is something that a school is implementing, how would that process work? They would contact you guys, you would come in and you would develop something specific for their school, and would you guys go in as a team to train the teachers, or how does that work?
Sure. We have a few IT people that would go in along with one of our education strategists that would kind of go in and help implement this, especially at the district level. You got to teach this kind of from the top down. You got to inform the superintendents, then you got to inform the principals, and then you got to inform the teachers. And we're going to be present throughout that entire process to make sure that, you know, forgive the pun, but no child gets left behind, because it's just too often where these systems get implemented and they just don't get used. So our goal would definitely be to make sure that everyone using the platform understands the power of the tools that are involved.
Understand. So what do you think are the biggest challenges that this platform addresses?
Well, as I mentioned, it's an all-in-one platform, and I mentioned some of the features that are included. So it helps the teacher manage the classroom. More importantly, it personalizes the education experience for all students. Mm-hmm. And I would say the biggest challenge is integration with existing systems. As mentioned before, most schools are using some sort of platform. So integration can become a challenge for sure. We plan to be SCORM compliant. SCORM is ultimately going to be the integration standard. And if we're dealing or integrating with a system that's not SCORM compliant, as I mentioned before, we're very flexible and we can create templates and manage the integration process with existing systems which aren't SCORM compliant.
Okay. And if you're not familiar with SCORM, I'm not sure if you are.
That was my next question.
Okay. It's a shareable content object reference model. It's basically the standard that e-platforms and similar platforms can share information with each other. So like we mentioned, if we're going to implement our system in a county that doesn't have it, and they already have other systems in place, we want to make sure that they can transfer their existing data into our platform and vice versa.
Oh, so that makes it much easier for them.
Absolutely, especially in terms of like the front office, making sure that you have the student IDs matching up and things like that. There's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes, but we just want to make that as seamless as possible when implementing any new system.
Understand. Now, you spoke about the content that's available through Top Scholar. Now, what if myself as a parent was interested in some of that content just specifically for my child, if my child's school wasn't using this platform. Is that available to me?
Absolutely. We actually have a, it's a little bit of a different product, but basically it's just called the test prep version. And you can get access to the 10,000 plus questions, which are all randomized, so you can't memorize where the question was or where the answer was last time. In addition to about 5,000 videos and 5,000 books, so about 20,000 educational resources at your fingertips. It's primarily for K through 12 content, but also has some CTAE, which is basically the career and technical aspects of it. So if you want to start preparing for college and you want to learn a little bit more about nursing or finance accounting, that's available to you. We have thousands of questions to kind of help prepare students for the next level in their education.
Well, that sounds like a whole lot of work went into this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, over the past 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you speak about the test prep, is that like for standardized testing or for ACT, SAT? What exactly is it?
Our tests include ACT, SAT, PARC, and several other core standard tests.
Yeah, it's really built around the standardized testing platform. As he mentioned before, we've really had education professionals involved with the process the entire time. We wanted to make sure that we were preparing them for the right things. And so that's absolutely where everything, where all the content is geared towards.
Okay. So what are you guys doing now? Are you going to different schools and presenting this information and how exactly are you doing that?
Yes, we have both a tops-down and bottom-up strategy, sales strategy. Mm-hmm. We call on superintendents, school boards, principals, and teachers. And we visited, the product was actually launched in late 2014. So far, we visited about 5 school systems and 20 individual schools.
Well, you've done a lot. Late 2014 was just about 45 days
ago. Just a couple months ago.
Right.
That's right.
So you've done a
lot. We're a busy group.
Definitely. So if people want to find out more about Top Scholar and more about what you're doing, how can they reach you?
Well, you can reach us directly on the website. It's www.topscholar.co. And, fill out a contact form. We'd love to talk to anybody that has any questions. Like I said, we're always available.
Great.
And we offer free trials as well, so stop by the website and take a test drive.
And that's for parents also?
That's right.
Okay, well, I'll be signing one today. Thank
great,
you.
Great.
Well, thank you guys for coming out on this cold, rainy day. I look forward to having you guys back here again to tell us more about Top Scholar.
All right, thank you
thank
so
you,
much.
Thank you, Lanice.
Thank you. And this is Lanice Williams signing off for the Cobb County Business Radio X. Thank you for listening.